AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris were at the Lincoln Memorial this evening, taking part in a memorial service for the more than 400,000 people who have died in the coronavirus pandemic in this country.
Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
The two will be sworn in tomorrow at the U.S. Capitol. Outgoing President Donald Trump, in his farewell video, listed what he sees as the accomplishments of his administration. He also wished the incoming Biden administration well and good luck without actually using Biden's name. Trump also noted,
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will leave the White House and Washington before the inauguration. Retired General Lloyd Austin, nominated by Biden as Defense Secretary, tells the Senate Armed Services Committee during his confirmation hearing he is confident the National Guard is up to the job of being part of tomorrow's inauguration security.
I have confidence in our Guard. Again, the fact that we are screening people and making sure that we don't have the wrong kinds of people in the formation, I think, is a credit to their efforts.
Anthony Blinken, Biden's choice to be Secretary of State, pledged to repair damage done to the State Department and the nation's image abroad over the last 4 years while continuing a tougher approach to China. He says he plans to restore career officials to prominent positions in the department and to strive to promote inclusiveness in the ranks of the diplomatic corps. This is AP News. The MyPillow guy has seen a steady decline in retailers selling his pillows as he continues to back President Trump's disproven claim of election fraud. Ed Donahue has more.
Mike Lindell has been a vocal backer of the president.
We talked about MyPillow being made in the USA. He was telling me about the jobs he wanted to bring back.
Lindell even amplified the president's claims of voter fraud. Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's both say they have stopped selling MyPillows. They say it's not because of Lindell's support of the president, it's because of lagging sales. There's been a push for stores to stop selling MyPillows. Lindell says he stands for what's right and is standing firm.
Lindell also faces potential litigation from Dominion Voting Systems for his accusations that their voting machines played a role in the election fraud. The Washington Post reports that Dominion sent Lindell a letter earlier this month stating that they will pursue legal action. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.